Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel, where we break down the stocks that matter most for long-term investors. Today we're diving deep into PDD Holdings, the company behind Pinduoduo, and the fast-growing Temu platform, to see if this e-commerce powerhouse still deserves a spot in your portfolio. PDD has been on quite a ride lately, with the stock pulling back over the past year, even as the business continues scaling globally. Let's start by getting a clear picture of where the company stands right now and what investors should be watching. PDD Holdings operates one of the world's largest e-commerce ecosystems, anchored by its flagship Pinduoduo platform in China and the aggressive international push through Temu. The business model blends social commerce with deep discounts, connecting hundreds of millions of users directly to manufacturers. Under CEO Lei Chen, the company has shifted from pure marketplace mode toward greater supply chain control, much like Amazon's evolution, which could support better margins over time, but also raises operating costs in the near term. Breaking down the top line, PDD's revenue reached roughly 432 billion RMB in fiscal 2025, split almost evenly between transaction services and online marketing services. The domestic Pinduoduo platform continues delivering steady growth, while Temu drives the international expansion story, though that segment is still burning cash as it battles for market share in the US and Europe. On the earnings front, the latest Q1 2026 results showed revenue climbing 16.8% year-over-year, yet EPS came in below expectations amid margin pressure from Temu's heavy investments and rising competition. Net income for the full year 2025 landed around 97.8 billion RMB, reflecting solid profitability on the core China business, even as global expansion weighs on overall margins. Management highlighted during the earnings discussion that supply chain improvements and first-party brand development are central to long-term transformation, even while acknowledging near-term headwinds from regulatory scrutiny in Europe and softer consumer spending. They emphasized focusing on operational efficiency rather than pure growth at all costs, which signals a maturing approach compared to earlier aggressive expansion phases. Looking at the balance sheet, PDD holds a fortress-like position with over 182 billion RMB in cash and equivalents and a current ratio above 2.5, giving plenty of runway for continued investment. Operating cash flow remains robust at more than 106 billion RMB in the latest year, supporting both share repurchases and global initiatives without needing significant debt. From a valuation standpoint, the stock trades at roughly 8.4 times trailing earnings and under 2 times sales, which looks reasonable given the growth trajectory, though forward multiples could compress further if Temu's losses persist. Compared to peers in specialty retail, PDD offers a compelling mix of scale and profitability once you adjust for the international ramp-up phase. On the strength side, PDD benefits from massive user engagement on its core platform and a proven ability to monetize through advertising and transaction fees. Weaknesses include ongoing regulatory risks, especially the recent EU fine on Temu, and heavy spending required to build international logistics. Opportunities lie in deeper supply chain integration and potential margin expansion as Temu matures, while threats range from intensified competition in both China and overseas markets to possible further regulatory overhangs. Over the past year, the shares have declined about 9.5%, underperforming the broader market amid concerns over Temu's profitability and macro softness in China. Shorter-term moves show a 12.5% drop over the last month, suggesting the recent earnings miss added to investor caution, though the long-term 5-year trajectory remains strongly positive from the company's early growth years. All in all, PDD remains a high-conviction name for investors comfortable with emerging market volatility and the execution risks of global expansion. The core China business generates impressive cash flow, and if Temu can reach sustainable profitability, the valuation could look even more attractive. As always, do your own research and consider how this fits your overall risk tolerance. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.